This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
Sandy Max, and on What's on Tap, you might have heard me recently go through just the wide variety of nutcracker-type performances we have in Wisconsin. And one of the most unique, with lots of flair, is flamenco nutcracker. And I am thrilled to welcome to What's on Tap the artistic director of Studio K Flamenco, Carenza DeMars. Carenza, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
I am so glad you're here. First of all, when people hear flamenco, I think it conjures up already. They can hear something, they can see something. What is flamenco?
Flamenco is an art form from southern Spain. It is characterized by flamenco guitar, singing, clapping. The dance has a lot of percussive footwork, castanets, colorful costumes.
What's your flamenco journey been?
Ooh,
how did you get involved in flamenco?
Well, I've been involved in flamenco for about 30 years. I lived in Spain for 10 years, studying and later working. Had a flamenco company in San Francisco, and recently moved back to Wisconsin, where I'm from, about 5 years ago, and started this project, the Flamenco Nutcracker. So this is our fifth anniversary season, actually.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Now, who comes up with the idea to mesh these two very, I would say, traditional art forms into one? Because flamenco, arguably from the Spanish region, we'll just call it. I know it has a kind of a complicated history, but
sure.
You think of Spanish guitar and, like you just described, the wonderful colorful costumes and all the clapping, and there will be castanets in the Nutcracker.
Oh, yes.
The nut castanets, I feel like we should say.
Yeah.
But also the Nutcracker is, you know, a very traditional holiday story in traditional ballet. So what was the spark to combine these ideas 5 years ago?
The spark for me was having a little girl who people said, are you taking her to the Nutcracker? And I thought, I wish there was a flamenco Nutcracker I could take her to. So that, you know, my daughter was really the inspiration for this. It's, you know, essentially, for me, it's a way of creating a bridge for people in Wisconsin to experience flamenco. There hasn't been a long tradition of flamenco in our state or in Milwaukee. And so it's a way for to take something that they are familiar with and introduce something that they might not be familiar with. So the story of the Nutcracker and some of the music of the Nutcracker weaves with the flamenco music and dance and creates a different experience. Also, I think it's great for people who want to do something different.
What is the plot of the flamenco Nutcracker?
Well, there is a girl, a little girl, and she does have a dream. She gets a doll from her godfather, but instead of a Nutcracker doll, it's a matador prince. And he comes to life. And he's phenomenal.
And he must have a fantastic costume.
He does.
Oh, the matador prince. That's fantastic.
Yeah, matador prince is actually a guest dancer from Spain, Manuel Gutierrez, and he's phenomenal. And then instead of fighting a mouse king, he actually has a battle with the raven queen. And the battle, it's a footwork battle. So they have a cane that we use in flamenco as a percussive element, and they each have canes, and they do sort of a battle of the footwork.
Oh, that sounds incredible, because when I think of flamenco dancing, I definitely think of emotional and strong and the stamping feet and striking poses. I love that percussive sound, and I love using your body to make that, whether it's stamping your feet or clapping your hands and using the castanets. It's a really, it's a performance that literally creates vibrations.
Oh, absolutely. And unlike other performances, you can give feedback. So you can yell an ole, or you can be enthusiastic anytime during the show, and we welcome that. So flamenco is, it's a community art form, essentially. You know, when you see flamenco performed in Spain, people are participating all the time, and lots of times it's just done in family gatherings and at parties. And so there's really a sense of participation and interacting with the audience, and we love to bring that into our performances.
Who are some of the other characters that we'll meet? We got the matador prince, the raven queen. Who else?
We have a sugar plum fairy. We wanted to keep that intact because most kids want to see a sugar plum fairy. So our sugar plum fairy is a little different. She plays castanets and she dances with a long train dress called the bata de cola. But it is purple and white, just like the traditional sugar plum. So you'll see elements that are familiar, but then there'll be little twists on it.
I feel like flamenco dancing is sensual, but you just mentioned kids are going to love it. This is a family-friendly performance.
Absolutely. One thing that's extra family-friendly is they don't have to be quiet the whole time. And it's short. It's about 65 minutes with no intermission. So it's a nice thing to do with families when you might have something else going on that day in the holidays. It's easy to dovetail with other activities.
Hear some of the music of the Flamenco Nutcracker and learn more about the international cast next on What's on Tap. We're talking with Carenza DeMar. She is the artistic director of Studio K Flamenco, the creator of the Flamenco Nutcracker, which will be on stage for two performances on Saturday, December 7th. Where are you performing?
The South Milwaukee PAC, December 7th, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Tell us about the music.
Mm.
Because the dance is fantastic, but you can't have this kind of dance without really rich, flavorful music.
So true. You know, this year I am so fortunate. I was able to, for the fifth anniversary, bring in some guest artists, including Andres Fadin, who's actually a Cuban guitarist, and he's a Latin Grammy Award-winning guitarist. He's just phenomenal. We also have a percussionist. He's Venezuelan, Diego Alvarez, and just incredible artists. We have a gypsy flamenco singer, Jose Cortez, who I've collaborated with over the years, and I was able to get him for this show, too. So I'm really excited to share this with the community.
What an international cast. Thank you for bringing the world to Wisconsin. It's one day only. Describe some of the costumes. We've talked about the Matador and the Sugar Plum Fairy. What are some of the other costumes that we'll see on stage?
There's a lot of really beautiful custom-made colorful costumes. One of the costumes is inspired by the Alhambra, which is in Granada, the Moorish structure, made by a designer in Granada, Spain. And that's used in a piece that explores a little bit of the Middle Eastern heritage in flamenco, some of the Moorish roots. So that's a neat costume, one of my favorites. And you'll also see what's called the mantón de Manila. It's the Spanish shawl. These are heavily embroidered silk shawls with really long fringe, and they just move through space. It's just mesmerizing. So you'll see that as well.
What is one of your favorite moments from the show?
I would say one of my favorite moments from the show is when the whole family, you know, all the characters are on stage together and everybody's singing and the audience is clapping along and the interaction is there. We just feel that we're really one with the audience. That to me is the magic. I get goosebumps just talking about it. Yeah.
It is an art form that came from the community. It kind of had a, ooh, it's only done in the neighborhoods kind of feel when it really first started.
Sure. Essentially, it's a street dance form. Has a lot more in common with something like hip-hop than it does with something like ballet. You know, flamenco's learned organically. There's not a series of steps or patterns in order that you don't learn it in a linear fashion. It's learned by observation. You apprentice with a master and you observe and participate. And it's more learned by imitating. And then also something that has in common with hip-hop, in my opinion, is that you're encouraged to develop your own style. Really, in flamenco, you're trying to find your own voice as an artist.
And that's true expression. Dance is such a physical, emotional expression.
Yes.
Because your daughter inspired you to create the Flamenco Nutcracker, I have to think there are kids who are going to be in the audience on Saturday, December 7th, who see flamenco and hear flamenco for the first time. What if they get all excited and want to learn flamenco?
Well, we do have classes for all ages. Right now, we have people in the same class from age 12 to 75. So it really is something you can do for your whole life, and you can start at any age. Go to classes in Spain and you'll find all ages too. It is a community art form in that way. Obviously, if you're going to be performing on the big stage, there's a different level of technique that you learn over time. But you can really have a great time just without a lot of technique too.
And Carenza, what are some of the future performances with Studio K? I got to think you have plans past Flamenco Nutcracker.
I do. So I have two things happening. One is a flamenco performance series that I'm working with Gibraltar. Evan Christian and I are doing a series of monthly flamenco shows at Gibraltar, which is really fun. Very nice, intimate venue to see flamenco.
Where is Gibraltar?
It is on Jackson in the Third Ward. And the other thing that's coming up is really bringing the world to Milwaukee, the Where in the World Dance Festival, May 31st, June 1st. This is a program that brings together five different traditional dance forms in one show. You'll see Native American hoop dancing alongside flamenco, alongside West African, and the artists actually collaborate across genres for part of the show with live music. So I absolutely can't wait to do that. I'm so excited.
How are the preparations going for that so far? What is involved in coordinating all these international talents?
Well, you know, actually, we have a lot of people right in Wisconsin who are international talents. And so I want to highlight our local community. So many of the artists are coming from within the state. We have some that are coming from other places, but many of them are coming from right within Wisconsin, which is amazing. We're so fortunate.
We really are. We have so many talented people here of all styles of art. So it's invigorating to know that dance is included in that. And preserving culture and sharing culture through dance.
Absolutely. And while it might be difficult for one traditional dance form to find a platform for their work, let's say a show that's entirely Native American dance, it might be difficult to bring together a large audience for that. But each of us individually can bring our own communities and we can put them together and then support each other's work. So it's really nice to bring some of these dance forms to the large stage and to bigger audiences.
Where can we find out more about the dance festival and, of course, the Flamenco Nutcracker?
We have a website. It's StudioKFlamenco.com. It will have the information about the Flamenco Nutcracker, classes, and the upcoming festival.
Break a leg. I hate to say that to performers, but I know it's the right thing to say. But break a leg with the Flamenco Nutcracker. You must be so, I mean, truly, how do you feel when you see it being performed, knowing that this was your idea, this is your creation?
It's a dream come true. And when you get to share that with your community, there's nothing like it. It's an honor and a pleasure to be able to share what I love and I've dedicated my life to with the community. So I'm grateful to you for helping me spread the word and to all of the community partners who've given us support to bring this to the stage. And it takes a village. So I definitely don't do it alone. And I feel that when we have the warm reaction from the audience, and it's just an amazing thing to be able to do it.
Well, Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Carenza DeMars, Artistic Director of Studio K Flamenco, Flamenco Nutcracker, Saturday, December 7th for two performances at the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center.
Thank you.
And one of the most fascinating festive decorations in Wisconsin, towering at nearly 40 feet tall. You'll find out what and where that is next on What's on Tap. And going to bend your brain with some trivia to get you warmed up for our Capco Kids to Kids trivia nights to help raise money. So young ones can have a good Christmas all around Wisconsin. But first, we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Here is Jessica Gatzo.